Thank you and good afternoon. 35-year-old Jason Edward Balke was booked into county jail after stabbing two male victims in McKinleyville earlier this afternoon. Deputies responded to the 2000 block of Park Street and gathered information about the incident from witnesses and the victims. The two men were inside of their home and Balke, who was known to the victims, asked for a cigarette, which led to a verbal dispute. Balke then produced a box cutter and attacked the two men who fought back in self-defense. Balke was later located by deputies at his home and he was taken into custody without incident. The two victims were transported to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening lacerations, and Balke was booked into jail for assault with a deadly weapon. This morning, the Arcata Fire District responded to a small vegetation fire burning near the railroad tracks north of Samoa Boulevard. Moderate smoke was fuming from the fire, which was recorded at 70 by 70 feet. Three engine companies and nine firefighters arrived on scene and did a split attack on the fire. The fire was prevented from spreading and crews had it under control within 30 minutes. The cause of the fire is unknown at this time, but an investigation has been opened. Saturday afternoon, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office recovered the body of 46-year-old Colorado resident Anthony Wayne Hudson on the beaches of College Cove in Trinidad. Due to the location of the body, a Coast Guard helicopter was called in to assist and lowered a rescue swimmer and one sheriff's deputy to recover Hudson's body. A preliminary investigation at the scene indicated that Hudson fell approximately 75 feet from the cliff above where his body was located. The coroner's death is treating the incident as an accidental death. Early Sunday morning, Fortuna police responded to a business in the 400 block of North Fortuna Boulevard after receiving a report of a burglary from a salon at that location. Officers determined that at some point after midnight, two suspects entered the business and stole the cash register, along with salon products and equipment. Sunday afternoon, the subsequent investigation led officers to a resident on Boone Street, which is known for criminal activity. Officers conducted a probation search and recovered $4,000 in property stolen from the salon and arrested 28-year-old Edward Brinson, who was booked into jail on burglary charges. 24-year-old Gary Lee Ross was arrested by Eureka Police at just after midnight this morning after officers located a 60-year-old victim who sustained injuries to his hands and fingers along with significant burns to his head and neck area. Ross, who was at the scene, initially claimed to be a witness. However, due to what police called inconsistencies in Ross's ever-changing story, he was determined to be the attacker. Ross eventually confessed to officers that in an argument regarding cigarettes, he dislocated the victim's fingers and had repeatedly set his face and hair on fire at the foot of C Street. Ross was booked for assault with a deadly weapon, and the victim was transported to the hospital for treatment. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News.
In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the impact that local forest lands have on the economies of the cities and towns in our region. For residents in Northern California and along the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon, all it takes is a glance to the east to be reminded how important the vast carpet of forest lands is to our region. The forests are moneymakers for local communities, but they are increasingly money losers because of federally mandated forest management practices. In 1979, more than 4.5 billion board feet of lumber was harvested from federal forest lands. By 1990, that number had dropped to 750 million board feet, and today hovers around 1.2 billion. Almost all of that logging is done by private companies, which have also replanted enough trees to continue harvesting regularly for another 50 years. But the Forest Service has seen a drastic drop in revenues, money that used to come from similar logging practices, but that has now been prohibited. That's led to massive overgrowth of federal forests, and we can easily see the results of that overgrowth as thousands of acres burn in the areas around our communities.
After destroying seven structures and causing injuries to 14 firefighters, the Humboldt Complex of Fires is close to being fully contained by CAL FIRE and county agencies. Over 1,300 personnel are battling the remainder of the fire, which has burned nearly 4,900 acres of land in the Alder Point and Blocksburg areas. The fire stands at 95% containment, and Wednesday is the estimated date for full containment. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.